Blog Talk Radio.
Back in the building, you already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. You already know what it is. It's your boy G Letter, man. You already know. Please check my channel if you have a chance to. Hit man. Bridge Rothstein and Calico Interview, both of them in there. Please check them when you got a chance. Gonna talk a little Hitman Holler right quick. My people ain't calling. Give me a second here. Yo, Slade, you on? I can see a number on here, bro. All right, I got back on live. Let me get Coco in. Coco, you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Slave, you in?
Jersey in the building. What's up with it? Let's talk.
What's good, y'all? Appreciate both y'all coming on the show right quick, man. Let's get right into this shit, man. Hitman Holler, Twitter rant. Both y'all thoughts. Ladies first. Okay, Coco, set it off.
Man, I'm about sick of them rants. But if he feel like, for real, he like the Donald Trump of battle rap with his rants. Every so often, every couple of months, it's like, oh shit, Smack done did me dirty. Let me hop on Twitter and tell everybody about it. If he keep shitting on you, just stop doing business with him, straight up. You know, that's just bad business to me, in my opinion. But I know Slave going to have a different opinion because that's his brother slash uncle.
Wait, you talk to me, my nigga.
Me and Hitman actually not talking right now, but I'm going to talk about that a little later. So,
really?
You said what?
I said, really? Okay. My bad. I thought that was the bros.
I'm going to talk about that later. I'm going to talk about that at the end.
Okay.
But as of right now, this whole Hitman versus URL, like, you know, scenario, it's URL's fault. I don't care what nobody say. And this is not me caping for Hitman. This is not me. You know what I'm saying? It's URL's fault. You got to realize Hitman is bringing the money in. We want to see Hitman versus K-Shine specifically. And on top of that, you got somebody who's not really making money for you. Yeah, he makes the beats and all that stuff. I don't give a shit. You feel me? Like, he's not making no money for you. A guy named Rain. You got a guy named Hitman who's gonna sell out the venue. And it's not just Hitman. You feel me? You got Hollow and Tay Rock on the card. You got Briz and Calico on the card. Then you got Hitman and Shine. Like, Hitman to that factor, he's going to sell out because he's on the card, Hollow's on the card, and Tay Rock's on the card. And that's all you need to know. You feel me? But if it's just Hollow and Tay Rock, that's just one battle. Like, we go to Urban Plaza to see five battles. That's one battle. You know what I'm saying? The rest of the card has to fill out. And if you replace Hitman and Shine with Ol' Red and Cortez or Chess and Shine would be cool, but it's not the same as Hitman and Shine. You feel me? If Chess and Shine would happen 2 years ago, that's cool. But I'm going to go back to URL because I don't want to get off topic. So with URL, they told Hitman that a fight might happen, and we got the police or something on you right now because we don't want to lose.
Shit is real, though. Shit is real, though, Slave. Shit is real, though, my nigga.
Listen. I get where URL is coming from. I'm on their side in terms of being protective of Urban Plaza because we don't want this to be another Stage 48, another Webster Hall. But at the same time, if we're talking about who's right or wrong, Hitman is right. The way URL did it is idiotic.
Right.
According to Hitman said, he was messing with the fans like he usually does, saying, you know what, I'm in London September 10th, you know what I'm saying? And then obviously the fans asked, you're not going to be on Summer Madness. And Hitman replied, all right, I'm going to keep it a bean. I was going to mess with the fans, and I called Beasley to see what's up with that first deposit of him and Shine. And this is what Beasley told me out of the blue. So now I'm ranting about it. You feel me? Like, for URL not to call, if this is true, for URL not to call Hitman, for Hitman to call him and ask for his first deposit or what's going on with Shine, is getting locked in. And for Beasley to tell him that story, one, that's kind of messed up on URL's part because you didn't take the initiative and tell him off rip. And you got people like, I don't want to name names, but people within battle rap who are affiliated with Smack URL telling me directly, I'm on my Stephen A shit right now talking about sources, telling me they knew this for days. Telling me they knew this for 3, 4, 5 for the last days, and Hitman just found it out today. Like, why is Hitman finding out today? And you got niggas in your URL camp who knew this for the past 3, 4, 5
slave,
days. Why didn't Hitman know
slave,
this
ago? Slave, let's be real. Coco, jump in right quick, sister. All three of us know that the URL and Hitman Holler relationship is sketchy, my nigga. It's shaky, baby. Yeah, Coco, you want to say something? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. I agree with Slave, though. They is down bad. Before I had got cut off, I was saying that K-Shine and Hitman Holla could have been a classic battle. K-Shine knew that Hitman is, what, top performance. He got buku views, so he going to take that as an advantage to have an A1 performance, and that battle could possibly be a classic. So, yeah, that is fucked up. Instead of removing Rain off the stage for that battle or out the building for that battle, you know, just had that battle. Like, you missing out on money, views, and, you know, you fucking with the culture a little bit because fans would probably like to see that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And for, you know, them not handling it in a professional way, you know, it's just not what's up. They league owners. They need to do better than what they're doing. It's looking bad on both parts because, you know, Hitman is upset at the fact that that's happening. So you running on Twitter behind it, it's just real stupid. You know, take Rain off. This Rain must have some loyalty or some type of.
It's loyalty, though, but that's the question, though. Well, Coco, that's
idiotic, though. It's idiotic because Rain's not bringing in no. You like you gotta realize if you take Rain off of just one stage for one event, just leave him somewhere else while Hitman is in New York. Then the minute Hitman leaves Urban Plaza, you know, bring Rain back for Summer Madness 7 or the next Born Legacy.
Right.
Like, bro, Rain, just take this day off. You feel me? You can't tell Hitman to take the day off if Hitman's bringing
right.
in money, Hitman's bringing in fans, Hitman's bringing in pay per view vibes, and he's going from, you know, St. Louis. He, you know what I'm saying? Like, him and Shine is good for the culture. And now you're telling Hitman, we're scared of you because you might fight Rain instead of just removing Rain and still keeping the money that you would bring even if Rain was there or without there. So now if you take Rain out the equation, Hitman and Shine have a battle, whether it's a classic or whether it doesn't live up to expectations, they have the battle, they bring the money in, Hitman leaves, Shine leaves, end of story, you make your money
right.
and no problems, no fights. Like me personally, I said Hitman and Rain should have just fought or should just fight. Not on stage, like
nah. Come on, Slay.
No,
Slay. We promoting the violence, though, my brother. That's what we doing.
Me personally, I'm saying when you get booked for a URL battle, you get booked days in advance. I'm saying the minute Hitman touches down on Thursday, whether it's in a hotel,
shoot a fair one.
Backstage, Urban
shoot
Plaza,
a fair one.
Before, yeah, I'm saying whether it's in a hotel or backstage Urban Plaza, before any fan walks in the building, just smack Beasley, Rain, and Hitman in the room. And either Hitman and Rain talk it out, or they shoot a fair one for a minute and shake hands, and boom, you go on about your day. So now Hitman got his fight, Rain got his fight. They shook hands, you go on about your day. You may not like each other, but you already got
right.
your fight, so there's no reason to fight again. Like, I don't think they should just book Hitman and bring the URL and then have Rain on stage. Either if that's going to happen, you got to fight beforehand, way beforehand, or just kick Rain off. You don't kick Hitman off. Rain on the same. Like, Hitman and Shine don't have no beef. Yeah, they might say F
right.
Man, F Hitman, I'm the king of performance. There's no real literal beef there.
But it's low. So what about Shine's loyalty? What about Shine's loyalty to Rain on some NWX shit though?
It don't matter because like yeah, he has loyalty, so he's gonna be on Rain's side. But and he's gonna try to talk about it in the battle. Like I wouldn't be
yeah.
surprised if Shine brought up, you know, Hitman this, and Rain would have hit you, but you were scared. Like I wouldn't be surprised if Shine brought that up. But at the end of the day, Shine is not going to fight Hitman over Rain problems. You feel me? Shine and Rock was going to fight at Double Impact because Shine and Rock legitimately had problems. You feel me? Like, that had nothing to do with Hitman. You know what I'm saying? Shine and Hitman will battle each other, dap each other up, and then go their separate ways. Like, Shine may feel a certain way because of Rain, but Shine's not going to fight Hitman, another man's problem. You feel me? Like you didn't see DNA or Big T try to fight Tay Rock after the event because Shine had problems with him. No, it's Shine and Tay Rock, and that's it. Squash it at that. So Shine and Hitman don't got problems. Hitman and Rain got problems. And on top of that, Hitman's right. Like, Rain disrespected his mother, who's been battling.
I ain't feeling that. That was whack.
Yeah, and then said, suck my D, and I'm going to say it
again.
Your mom's
this.
He's like, yo.
Like,
what is Hitman supposed to do? Is Hitman supposed to just sit in St. Louis? Or, and mind you, he was in New York at the time. Is he supposed to just chill in New York and let Rain
right.
get on with the stuff?
So let me ask the both of y'all this question then. Coco, he set it off. I want to ask you this question. If the URL isn't as sketchy, if you put it, I understand what Slave's saying, and I agree with Slave. You put them in a room, either they talk it out like grown men or box it out. But I think egos are, let's be real, these are niggas we talking about here. Niggas going to be niggas. Egos are
yeah.
going to run amok on both these brothers. So isn't it dicey to put Hitman on there knowing that he's coming there to, he see Rain, he going to look at him as food and vice versa, you know?
No, me personally, I mean, Coco can go in a second. I'm going to be quick, but me personally, no, just kick Rain off. Like, Rain, you're not coming, coming out of six. I'm sorry. It's that simple.
What you got, Coco?
Straight up, like that, I agree. I mean, it's really that simple. Get Rain out of there. Like, point blank, if he feels some time, okay, you don't want to do it. Hopefully they don't fight, but, hey, say if they do, just get that nigga off the stage. Just get him out of there. Let them battle. Let the fans see this. You know, let your footage drop. Get all the money you can out of it. You know, do this for the culture. Get that, like, come on, brother. Business and drama. That shouldn't be.
Like, yeah. Like,
separate that shit.
That's a fact. I get where URL is coming from in terms of we want to protect Irvin Plaza because Webster and Stage 48.
Right.
But
exactly,
they completely dropped the ball. I get that. But they completely dropped the ball in the wrong person.
But then not only that, though, okay, let's not worry about Hitman and Rain fighting. Any one of them niggas in Irvin Plaza could fight. So, come
on.
That's
my point. That's my point. Mm. Like, you got to realize.
She right.
You realize, Letterman, like, Smack Book, K-Rock and Rock, I mean, Rock and Surf versus NWX, knowing Rock
right.
and Shine,
tension.
Said, it's
got
on
tension.
Site, and when I see you, like, just that and third, you can talk about, you know what I'm saying? Niggas knew.
Right.
So that's why the minute they had that altercation, Beasley jumped in with his strong ass and moved they about the way, because he knew off what that was going to happen. That's why they had him right there, because they knew something was going to happen and pop off, you feel me? Like, and you got to realize, I mean, Chess and Shine was kind of unforeseen. You can't really predict that, but I could have predicted NWX and Gun Titles a mile away. I said Rex and Shine was going to fight on stage, like, and that's why I said I wouldn't keep the battle on whatever it was. I don't know if it was Gnome 6 or Gnome 7, but that's why I said I wouldn't keep the battle, but Smack still booked the battle regardless. You feel me? Like, Smack has no problem booking other battles and other niggas fighting and other niggas, you know what I'm saying, having controversy, but he doesn't want to book Hitman and Rain, Hitman and Shine because of Rain. Like, get Rain,
yeah,
like, it's simple, get
even,
Rain out of there.
That don't even sound right. That sounds shaky. Like, it don't even go together. Like, how'd I go, oh, you know, you might fight with Rain. It just sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me, honestly.
Do y'all think Rain blocked the battle? Hold on. Do y'all think Rain blocked the battle or some grimy shit? Let's keep it a stat.
No, Rain
blocked the battle?
I don't think he's going to block it. How he going to block it? He got the power to do that?
I don't think Rain blocked the battle. Rain ain't tell, like, I'm not, like, according to what I heard, Rain ain't soft, you feel me? So Rain wants Hitman
right.
to come through. But I don't think Rain blocked it. I do think Smack and Beasley asked Rain what's up with Hitman, the situation, and Rain's still telling them, you know, he want to fight, so when I see him, it's on site. Like Rain was supposed to say. What he supposed to say? And if you ask Hitman,
right.
what's Hitman supposed to say? It's on site when I see Rain. So Smack and Beasley
right.
blocked the battle. Like, they took initiative and said, you know what, there's no way around it. You know, Hitman, the battle's off, as opposed to saying Rain, don't come to Summer Madness. You feel me? But I don't think Rain blocked it. Not Hitman. Beasley and Smack did it their own self.
That's the dumbest.
But, Slave, you made a comment a second ago. Let's be real. Chess and Shine, if I can make the argument, Chess and Shine be better than Hitman and Shine. What y'all say about that?
I can make that argument, too. But, to be honest, I'm not going to lie, like, in terms of a battle I would want to see, knowing Chess brings 3-4 rounds, knowing Shine brings 3-4 rounds, me personally, if we take away all the drama out, if Hitman and Shine never had no drama beef, they just wanted to battle just to battle, and Chess and Shine wanted to battle just to battle, 10 times out of 10, I want to see Chess and Shine. That's just me personally. But
right.
In terms of the grudge and what's behind it and King of Performance, and this has been, you know, years in the making, like, I want to see Hitman and Shine. It's that simple. Like, it would have sold out events. You feel me? So it. Because
you were talking about two guys. You were talking about guys who a lot of people got these guys in their top five when it comes to performance alone. So of course this battle's years in the making. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm saying, and on top of that, Hitman doesn't need URL, but Hitman needs to kind of redeem himself in terms of performances. Because against Top and Bridge,
I agree.
Lost. Hitman against Suge.
They look overpowered.
Hitman won,
let's be real. They look a little overpowered. To me.
Me personally, I didn't like Hitman and Verb's material, nor did I like Hitman's remix. And I love Hitman, but that remix was terrible. That's just me. That remix was terrible.
I did like the backup singers, backup dancers, though. That shit was hard, though. That's
well,
really hard.
It's hard. You gotta realize, but on top of that, Hitman, what I'm saying is Hitman kind of got to redeem himself in terms of battling. In terms of,
yes,
you know, outside
yes.
your interiors, wilding out, and all the music he's making, you're doing great. You, you know, you're on top. I love it. In terms of battle rap.
So he kind of low-key. He kind of he needed this battle with Sean
no,
on
no,
some
no.
of Madness
I,
stage, out there,
I
think, on the resume, though.
I wouldn't say he needed this battle because, like, if any fan tweets Hitman, the first thing he says is, you know, if you search URL's biggest battles or most viewed battles, my name is...
But hold on, Slave. You just used the word redeem, though. Use the word redeem, though. So I'm taking your word redeem, which I agree with the word you said, and that's why I say Summer Madness would have been the best spot for him to redeem himself. Because
No, bro. I agree with that. What I'm saying is Hitman himself, he's saying he got 5 out of 7 battles. Me
right.
personally,
right.
Slave, like, take all the Slave stuff out. As a fan, Hitman needs to redeem himself. Me, as a fan, off the strength that his last battle with Top and Briz, so then he battled Suge before that, and he beat Suge, but it wasn't the Hitman
debatable.
That we are used to seeing. It was just a regular. It wasn't. Right. It wasn't even the Hitman that battled Old Red in Jersey. You feel me? It was enough to beat Suge, but it wasn't that
right.
Hitman. You feel me? Like the last great Hitman we seen was versus Surf, and in my opinion, he lost to Surf, but it wasn't a bad Hitman. He didn't get bodied by Surf. He lost 2-1. You feel me? Like he lost 2-1, and then before that, Hitman was on that run when he battled Clips. Battled Old Red, boom, like Hitman was just swinging
right.
back and forth. But that was 2014, 2015. Right now, that demand for Hitman was literally there for Shine. Opposed to Shine, like, who is Hitman really going to battle on URL? I really think Hitman isn't going to battle. If this battle doesn't go down, Hitman may not battle on URL ever again.
Nah, he got to battle Rock. He got to battle Rock and Shine. Those two battles to me have
no.
to happen.
But you got to think about this. Mac would be dumb enough not to book it, and Arsenal will book it. Arsenal's going to book Hitman.
That's true.
It's that simple.
Or King of the Dot. You see King of the Dot on Twitter trying to holler at Hitman on the low, like, all right,
yeah,
Joe.
But I don't think King of the Dot books Hitman and Rock, though. I think that's more of an Arsenal-type battle. I think Arsenal will be
right.
the first one to be like,
U-Dub.
Oh, so right. Mac now booking this? Boom, jump on U-Dub. And Arsenal got the bat. Arsenal just gave Luck 40K. You feel me? Twice.
Jesus, Lord.
First Hollow and just now. Oh. You feel me?
Now,
Arsenal
now let me.
So,
Coco, let me ask you a quick, though. What you think about Cal and Briz?
Oh yeah, fire! Ready for that classic? Ooh, I'm hyped up. I'm ready. I'm hopping on stage with them niggas. I'm rapping with them. I'm ready for that battle. 1,000%. I'm gonna be rapping when it's Briz round. I'm gonna be on his side, and then when Cal round come up, I'm gonna go hop on his side and be like, "Yeah, nigga, what? Ooh, Detroit, bitch, landslide. I'm all for it."
Who you like though?
I like both of them. That's why I said I hop on both sides.
I got Briz, though. I got Briz, man. I got Briz. That boy on fire right now. That boy hot in the fifth streets right now, Slave. He's hard right now. Huh?
But you know, Calico, you know, he kind of like unpredictable. Sometimes he'll give you an iffy performance, and sometimes you like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the
right.
Cal we've been looking for. So, you know, he might come out with that, and then come to and then you know he against Briz and with the playful shit, he all serious with his battles, so he looked like he might be trying to get prepped up and do an A1 performance, you know. And I'm all ready for that.
Talk to me, Slave.
Briz and Cal, I don't really care too much. I got Cal winning.
Damn.
But I think it'll be a great battle, but I'm just looking for a more sort of Hollow and Rock, and actually, like, I'm looking forward to the other battles they haven't announced yet that I'm actually looking forward to more than Briz and Cal.
Right. Hey, how about the angles that Rock got on Hollow right now? You know he's going to use that angle about him battling Disaster, and you knew about the battle.
Doesn't
you know,
matter.
Your boy,
math
on.
Doesn't matter. Rock is terrible at angles. You just ask.
Yeah, but
you
got to finesse this one, though.
Rock is
When's the last time Rock had an angle on somebody?
Chill, Slave. I'm just saying, Slave. This is the time he got executed,
oh,
though. This is the time he got executed, though. Yeah, but he got executed
it.
Right
not,
now,
it's,
Coco.
But it's not Hollow or Clips or even Surf, you know, doing angles or even Killa. You know, it's
right.
Rock. Rock don't do angles. Rock just gun bar you to death, you know, a crazy gun bar and then something light, you know what I'm saying? But that's it.
You know, he's going to mention it, though. He's going to mention the battle, though. He's going to mention that in the battle.
It's gonna,
you know
it's
that. Come on.
It's going to drop. It's going to be terrible.
Damn, Slave. Good love, man.
Point. Like, these battle rappers got to stop being so sensitive when we talk about them. You feel me? Like,
yeah, I know.
Delving off of, well, starting off with Rock and Hollow, like, I done talked about Rock, like, so much on Twitter, but just off a battle rap standpoint, just off of, when I pull on Chest, it ain't a titty twister, that's trash. And Rock will jump in my mention, suck my D when I see you, this, that, and the third. I'm just like, nigga, over battle rap? Get the hell out of my mention.
Yeah. No, you don't get the burn up. Look, slave. I'm a female. They got niggas hopping in my mentions that's fans of these battle rappers saying, you know, all kind of crazy, disrespectful shit just because
I
done said something about their favorite battler who they want to suck off so bad. Like, come on,
it's
right.
Like,
battle rap.
It's not your personal life. It's not your family. It's battle rap. You never see LeBron going at Stephen A. Smith. You don't see LeBron going at Stephen A. Smith or Matt Kellerman because Stephen A. Smith and Matt Kellerman said, Durant took your heart in game three with that shot. LeBron ain't say one word to them because it's basketball. He ain't say nothing about Savannah. He ain't say nothing about Bryce Jr. He said basketball if you get the shot. It's true. You lost to this guy. Why are you getting in your feelings? It's that simple.
Like,
facts.
It is.
Facts.
And for some reason, these fans, when you talk about these battlers or you say a wag bar, these fans hop in your mentions and they tag in the battler. Look what she said, dog.
Like,
yeah.
Look what
yep.
she
yep.
said.
Yep.
Like, you really want a retweet from your favorite battler? It means that much to you about a retweet. All right, go ahead. I'll add it for you. I'll text them and say, yo, retweet my man friend. It's not that serious. Like, I was on Champion last week with Jay Black, and the minute Jay Black releases that footage, I guarantee he mentions a battler telling me, battle rap slave, suck my D, this and a third, you trash, this and a third. Like, when I see you, it's this. Like, because I diss Mike P, I diss Rock, I diss Briz, I diss JC, but I diss on a battle rap level.
Hey, watch
right?
your mouth about JC, nigga. Hey, watch your mouth about JC, my nigga. Don't do that.
But
don't diss my nigga JC, Slade. Don't do that.
Level. I ain't say nothing about them personally. I ain't say nothing about K-Gang. I ain't say nothing about
Dark. No, I know you, don't.
On battle rap levels, like, You want to fight me because I said you were Andre Iguodala? Like, that's my opinion. I don't care. You feel me? And branching off back to the first thing I said about Hitman, like, me and him not really talking right now, which is crazy because he on 2 days ago, which is crazy because this is the nigga that, like I just told my man Ryan, this is the nigga that, you know, done brought me to four Wildin' Out events, done introduced me to Lil Yachty and Nick Cannon. And
oh,
Davis,
shit.
And you know what I'm saying? I done party with the nigga. I done did a bunch of stuff with the nigga. And he unfollowed me 2 days ago over battle rap. Like, battle rap? I said serve one clearly, and niggas unfollowed me? Like,
but
this
what
is what
he did
mean
win clearly, though, 2-1.
You said what?
Let me tell you something. That's
he did
just,
win
that's
he did win clearly, though.
But
that's why I don't know why
point.
Your man
niggas
get it bad,
too,
though.
That's my point. Niggas be too emotionally invested in this battle rap stuff because niggas forget. Like, there's a personal in this battle rap. If I say you lost to this guy, why are you in your feelings? Why are you so mad? Like I said with Hitman, like, I done been to so many parties with the nigga. I donated to, like, his mom calls, you know, but bless her because I love her. I still love Hitman. That's my man. But you
right.
mad over battle rap? And it's not just Hitman. Tay-Rock and, you know, all these niggas is really that mad over battle. Like, and I don't mean mad. I mean in your feelings. Like, when I see you,
slave,
just in the third.
Put yourself in my position. You be in these, slave. Think about this. You be at the shows, you be at the events, and I do a show. So imagine me when I talk about niggas. Niggas don't want to answer their phone. Niggas want to curve a nigga. Niggas want to say, oh,
yeah,
dog, you said
point.
I lost that
niggas
battle. I ain't coming on your show now, nigga.
Like,
and then,
it's to that.
And then.
Go ahead, Coco.
Go ahead, Slave.
Now, I'm saying, like, it's to that over an opinion. Like, I don't want to come on your show. I'm not doing. Like, you got to realize, like, I'm right. Like, me and Surf, like, obviously, I think Surf wrote you back, right, Letterman?
Yeah, that's my nigga. Yeah, Surf.
Yeah,
man,
I'm saying, like,
dude.
I've been writing Surf in jail. He wrote me back and all that stuff. And it's like, yo, this the nigga I was dissing. I'm still dissing, saying you lost 6, 7, 8 battles. And this nigga's, you know what I'm saying, writing me. And I'm writing him in jail. And you got a nigga like Rock getting mad because I said some of his bars are trash. You got niggas like JC when I said you're begging to get on Summer Madness. Like, you really started a hashtag saying, get JC on Summer Madness. Why are you mad that I'm putting it out? You got Hitman mad because I said, oh, I believe in a knockout round. I believe Verb knocks you out in round 3. It was that crazy of a battle. And you got niggas on follow me after all the stuff we done been through? Nah, I'm not hearing that, bro. You feel me? Like, niggas get too emotionally invested in this battle rap stuff. Like, the thing is, you feel me? Like, me and like, I don't understand why you can't just solve, one, if it's a problem, why can't you just solve it out? But on top of that, like, it's battle rap. It's not your family.
Right.
So what's the problem?
Yeah, I mean, I got a whole, I got a, everybody know on my Twitter, I got a whole rock trash bars.
And it's
like,
the greatest thing I've ever seen.
You know, if nigga want to tag Rock in it, be my guest. But I'm not about to sit here and fuss back and forth with a battler behind a trash bar that I decided to tweet because it was trash. And if I want to entertain myself by laughing at these garbage bars, then let me be, you know?
Like, I really
like, you know, like D Nanny, you know, I'm gonna put that on my thread. I'm gonna say lines going over his head like when he jump rope. You know, Rock said that.
Like
shit,
what?
You know?
Like
lines,
yeah,
going over his head like when he jump rope. Like, I'm gonna say that and I'm gonna laugh.
He said I'll put a pin on chest. That's a name tag. Like, why
yes.
You can't marry
oh,
me because of that trash?
Wait,
trash,
I added
bro.
That to my thread. I added it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And you really wrote that and you get mad at the fans for not liking it. Like, you got to realize what comes with this battle rap stuff, and this is a PSA to Hitman, Tay Rock, JC, Briz, Mike P, every nigga that's battling. When you battle, criticism comes with it. You expect to be the greatest battle rapper or the greatest basketball player, football player of all time with zero criticism. LeBron is probably the greatest basketball player of all time, or top five, top three, whatever you want to put him as. He probably had the most criticism of all time. What does he do? Do you see him feeding into the criticism? No, he lets it fuel him to the next, and I want to say battle, but the next finals appearance, the next time he battles
right.
Golden State. But you battle rappers want to argue with the fans and be like, oh, this and the third. Like, why do you feel like you got to prove yourself? It's an opinion. It's not factual.
And then that goes back to what Dre said about these egos. Them niggas is niggas, man. They egos is sky high. So if they running around thinking they corny-ass remixes was hot at this time and that shit was poop, then... I mean, like, what you expect? I thought that shit was poop. Straight up. And everybody ain't going to like it. Get over it.
I was talking.
You cannot sit here. And them niggas, they ask for that. They ask for that negative attention because you know what the fuck they do? They type their name in that Twitter search bar and see who talking about them in the back and they go attack their ass. What kind of lame shit is that? Then they type their name in the search bar, see who talking about them in a good way, and they retweet it. Yeah.
They retweet 100 retweets. You feel me? And my thing is,
what kind of
like,
lame shit is that? That's some lame ass shit.
Yeah, I was talking to Ryan, my man, and we were talking about an hour ago. Yeah, just shout out Ryan. We were talking about an hour ago, and he was like, which is what stuck out to me. He said, yo, what kind of friend are you if you can't take criticism from your bro? Like, are you really friends if your best friend only compliments you? He doesn't tell you.
I don't want no yes, man.
Well,
I don't want no yes, man, my nigga. I don't want no yes, man. I'm good off that.
And what I feel and what other people feel as well with Hitman is sometimes he want yes, man, because I done complimented him a million times about his battles, his remixes, Wildin' Out, all the stuff he's doing. The one time I said he lost a battle, the nigga unfollowed me. Is it that serious? You feel me?
Yeah.
So, it's not just Hitman. It's anybody. Like, you got to realize, anybody you are friends with, you can't just, and this is not just Hitman, take out JC, anybody, like, criticism comes. I'd rather have somebody tell me what I'm doing wrong so I can improve on it. Or
yeah, I totally agree with that.
Then just being a yes man 24/7.
Yeah, fuck that. But that's what happens when you get to a certain level in that type of field, and you know, and you getting this type of money.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, people ain't gonna, you know, you gonna think in your head, oh, I ain't doing nothing wrong. I don't have to do like Surf. Let's be real. He's very arrogant. It is what it is. You know, he just feels like his shit don't, and every bar that he says is the shit. Like, he, none of what he say is garbage or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, so
slave.
Some rappers put that in their head where it's like, oh.
Slave. Coco, I got 10 seconds here, man. I appreciate y'all rocking with me. Slave and Coco, I need y'all to get back on here, man, so we can talk some more shit, man. I really appreciate y'all, man, for real.
Yeah, no doubt.
No problem. No problem, Josh. Last thing, shout out John and Don, because he's the only person who you can criticize and he's still cool with it.
Facts.
Real.
Totally agree with that.
Real.
All right, Jersey.
I'll get y'all back on here, man. Y'all ready?
All right.
All right, New Orleans.